Hello, we're conducting a survey. Your participation is voluntary but important to the success of the research and the effort of local community-based organizations working on community issues. I just want to ask a few questions on a confidential basis. May you please tell me your zip code?
I haven't heard a word you say it.
Let me repeat myself.
What is your purpose of calling?
We're conducting a survey. Your participation is voluntary but important to the success of this research and the efforts of local community-based organizations working on community issues. All your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers for everyone.
You're reading off the script.
What is your zip code?
I'm not going to tell you because, for one, you're calling from Muskegon, Michigan. Am I correct?
I'm really not sure where you're getting this dial from, but may you please tell me what your zip code is?
Where the number coming from? So you're not in Muskegon?
Sir, I don't try to enter into any argument with you. I just want to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. May you please tell me what is your zip code?
I asked you a question. You can't overtalk me.
I am the one who's doing the survey. I don't mean to be disrespectful, but may you please tell me what is your zip code? Are you from area 48220?
Who do you think that you're talking to?
I really don't know personally who you are. I'm just being given the number so I can.
I'm going to forget all the stuff you said. You said, please give me your zip code. I'm going to say, it's 89-1. Man, who do you think you're talking to?
I really don't know who you are. I just want to ask you questions on a confidential basis.
Okay, for one, I don't need to do a survey about nothing that you're doing. I live in Los Angeles, California, Claire.
Okay, what is your zip code?
None of your business.
Actually, it isn't. That's from doing the survey. May you please tell me your zip code?
Are you having a mental challenge or something? Because I don't understand where you at.
Listen, your participation is voluntary, but it is important to the success of this research. May you please tell me what is your zip code?
You can say it in three different languages. I'm not giving you my zip code.
Okay, so I don't understand. What is the year of your birth?
Where we're supposed to be in the conversation now, because you're not listening to me. You're going off the script. And I know you're going off the script because I've done what you've done, sir.
Okay, so you understand what the process
but you're
is.
Not listening.
May you please tell me
so
what is the year of your birth?
Listening, I'm not giving you check.
What do you want me to listen from you, sir?
You're not listening to me because you're going over your script and all you're going to point right back to. Man, I can tell you, what's that? Actually, you're going to tell me on a recorded line that I actually have to. Do you remember?
No, you don't have to. Your participation is going
to be. I know. Who do you think you're talking to? Dog, I'm very well educated.
I'm happy to hear that, so you will understand that I'm not trying to be unpolite and disrespectful towards you. I just want to ask a few questions on a confidential basis.
You're not listening to anything that I'm saying. I asked you, were you calling from Michigan, Michigan, because that's what it came up.
Sir, listen, I don't know where you get the dial from. My apologies. I'm just getting the numbers at random. I just want to ask a few questions on a confidential basis. I want to do this as quick as possible, so can you please tell me what your zip code is?
This is the problem when you're not from here, because you don't know how this works, though. And you're going to keep on
in order for us to have a normal conversation as adults, it seems you want to tell me something. So tell me what you want me to listen from you, then I'll be asking you the questions. I'm all ears.
Okay, answer the question. Are you calling from Muskegon, Michigan?
Well, as I have just said before, I just get the numbers. Listen, I already answered your question, but My answer won't satisfy you. I just want to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis.
So you're not,
what is your zip code?
Answer that question, or what I'm supposed to do, because you said, what do I want on questions that I have for you so we can go on with the process? I asked you a question. You still ain't answered it. So
didn't hear the answer that you want to listen from me, and I'm just trying to explain to you that I'm just giving these numbers at random. We have different lines. I'm calling from opinion research. I cannot tell you where the call is getting directed to because I don't know. So may you please tell me what your zip code is?
No, I'm not going to do that, like I said before,
okay.
Because you're telling me something that makes no sense.
What is the year
of
your birth?
It comes up on my phone at Muskegon, Michigan, and you're going to tell me, You can't disclose that. You don't know
it's,
where
it's
it is.
It's not that I can't disclose. It's the fact that I don't know the answer, but it makes it feel better. Yes, sir, that's where I'm calling from. What is the year of your birth? You have done this before.
Boy,
you know
it,
that
it,
I'm not
it,
trying
it,
to scam you.
It's funny. You know what's funny, though? Because
no, I'm just playing my job.
Immigrants that come to America.
What if I tell you that I'm currently in the United States? What is your zip code? What is your zip code?
You don't know customer service.
What is your zip code?
None of your business, like I told you before, but you can go on. I'm not going to give you my date of birth, people, and none of that.
Sir, remember you can always explain the goal. You're just trying to get into an argument, and I'm trying to be professional with you. You have done something before.
How would I get into an argument with an individual that I do not know?
Likewise.
Asking me
same thing. Same thing from my end.
Answers to their questions. I don't know you.
Neither do I. So what
correct.
Is your zip code?
And you don't know your business good. Just like how you're not listening, because like I said, immigrants come here, get a job. You don't know nothing of what you're doing because y'all
what
don't
do
have
scream,
any
though?
Customer service scheme.
Well,
you're
the one who's screaming. Listen, I really don't want to get into an argument with you. Sorry if I bother you. I just hope you have a good day and be a better person in the future.
Yeah, thank you. Bye. Thank